Before we leave this theme of elections and advice to candidates, we're going to talk briefly to the Irish Times political correspondent, Fia Kelly. You got Fine Gael's etiquette guide for canvassers.
Yeah, this was a video that was provided on a DVD disc to candidates in the local elections at a recent event in the Red Co Hotel, Anya, and it basically spells out the do's and don'ts of election campaigning. Fine Gael is advising its campaigners that they should be mannerly on the doorsteps. They should call between 7 to 9 p.m. in the evening if possible, but avoid times when there's a big football match or sporting event or what's called a blockbuster episode of a soap opera that people might be annoyed to be disturbed during. It also tells candidates that they should avoid traversing across people's lawns and their shrubberies. It might annoy them and it might not make them too inclined to give Fine Gael a number one or a two. It's one of a number of literature items that Fine Gael and other parties have sent out to candidates kind of to hone the message in the upcoming campaign.
And Frank Flannery, even though he had resigned from his positions in Fine Gael, he's included in the document that accompanies the video, is that right?
There's an accompanying document with the a short little kind of brochure with the DVD, which has a message from Mr. Flannery, who was a former party strategist who's now resigned, and he told party activists to keep the handy guide safe but ready to hand for the serious business ahead, and basically G'd them up to get them going for the campaign. I think this was given a number of weeks ago. It's not actually clear if Mr. Flannery had resigned then or it was before he resigned, but he's definitely featured in the leaflets given to candidates and activists.
Yes, and the minister there saying, in terms of the posters, that anyone who broke the rules on those, in terms of where they put them or putting them up early, would be facing fines. Candidates do love their posters, don't they, Fiach?
They do, and I actually drove around Dublin City Centre and North Dublin last night, and I couldn't see any party that didn't have a poster up early. Everybody broke the rules last night. Seemed to be the race to get the best lamp post or the best traffic light that you could to kind of, it's kind of like a macho or competitive thing, who got the best lamp post in the town or the city. But it's nearly a sport at this stage to get the posters up first. But it was widespread breaking of the rules last night. I'd imagine some candidates will face many thousands of euro of fines if the councils actually go ahead and chase them for the €150 that each poster is levied with.
So potentially candidates who do break the rules could be facing quite hefty fines.
Oh yeah, Paul Murphy, the socialist MEP for Dublin, who's running again, he admitted yesterday that he put up about 1,000 posters around the South Dublin and Fingal areas. Now that's €150 a go, so if he was to get hit by with all those with fines for all those posters, you'd be looking at €150,000. But I think candidates would gamble on the likelihood that they're not going to be chased for all these fines, and sure, it's a bit of extra publicity to start of the campaign, and what harm.
All right, well, thank you very much indeed for joining us with that, Fiach Kelly, political correspondent of the Irish Times.